Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Matters of the Heart, Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. My switchboard is not up yet, but as you all know, Hurricane Isaac has hit landfall twice in Louisiana. And I am in the capital city of Jackson, Mississippi. Rain, we have like some stronger winds right now in Jackson, but the heavy rains and strong winds have not began, but the coastal areas are horrific. Reporters from our Jackson affiliates are on the coast right now and broadcasting. You can check them out at WAPT.com, WLBT.com, WJTV.com, and Fox 40 News also. They're doing an excellent job of covering and keeping us informed regarding Hurricane Isaac. And also WDSU, my friends down there in New Orleans, they're doing an excellent job. As a matter of fact, they've been sharing information with the WAPT affiliate here in Jackson, Mississippi. But like I said before, it's a good idea, too. WDSU has a very awesome hurricane tracker, and so does WAPT. For some reason, word's not up yet. That's why you didn't hear the intro song. I know, it's like, okay, Murphy's Law, what can happen will happen. And, you know, like, okay, well, let me run my gap. And I know that's something that, because many of my Facebook friends that have loved ones here are also concerned about the loved ones. And I know that you're online of friends from either through internet radio or networking online. I know many of you are concerned because I'm always concerned about those of you when just weird natural disasters are happening in your area also. It's kind of weird because this is a natural part of our lifestyle here, speaking of entertainment and lifestyle, but each hurricane season, each tornado season, is never the same. 43 years I've born and raised in Jackson, spent a part time in Dallas. Each storm has always been different. And I just heard on WAPT that they had to rescue a couple and a 6-month-old baby from the Pearl River here in Mississippi, I'm sure in the southern region. They were trying to ride it out. I remember yesterday when I told you all that a lot of people tried to ride the storms out. Well, a lot of people are trying to ride it out, but they had to rescue this couple and their 6-month-old baby from the heavy rains and strong winds that's happening. But if you get to those websites, you always see firsthand exactly what I'm talking about, because the newscasters, Scott Simmons of WAPT.com, out there broadcasting now, and others are out there risking their lives to provide us with the best information. So we definitely have to keep law enforcement and newscasters and media that are out there just in the midst of it. Because I know many international and national news outlets have been unable to even broadcast via a satellite because the winds are so strong, and they literally have to call in from their phones because it's so strong. But they've been evacuating people, and, you know, a lot of people headed this way, but I think the heavy rains and the strong winds will be coming to the Jackson area in probably about noon. But it's been pretty windy, but it began to storm. But this is something. I just hope it doesn't get strength. Did you all check out the RNC last night? A pretty awesome event last night, huh? Sure was. So congrats to our official GOP candidate for president, Mr. Mitt Romney, and also First Lady to be Ms. Ann Romney. Tonight is the night for Paul Ryan. So, okay, now my screen is coming back up. But amazing, amazing speeches by many. Governor Christie. I switched over to see the local Fox News, so I didn't see Ann Romney's speech live. Cousin Linda, you mentioned, I know you're watching Ann Romney, and I was like, well, I had to switch to see what was going on to the Fox channel to see what was going on with Hurricane Isaac, and also regarding just what's going on, period, in the news in the local area. So when I returned back, Governor Christie was on, but the speeches were just amazing. I'm looking forward to the DNC also. So not just we're talking about the Republican National Convention this week, but also the DNC begins on Labor Day on Monday. So that should be a blast. So it's Matters of the Heart Wednesday. Call in and talk about anything regarding Matters of the Heart Wednesday, entertainment, lifestyle news. The RNC, you want to talk more about that? Yesterday I provided information regarding what does the GOP mean. Basic information that you can find on Wikipedia regarding the Republican Party. And also I do have, you know, news like I've been updating you all regarding news all week regarding the Republican National Convention. So I will also share that information with you. But feel free to call in at 714-409-0614. So we can talk about matters of the heart, you know, topics like dating, divorce, marriage, sex, romance, et cetera. A question that I have is, let's see, if you're new at love, how do you know when you're in love, or if you're falling in love again, or if you want to fall in love but you don't want to get your heart broken, or just fall in awe with someone, like somebody or like people. How do people open up more? And that, I mean, it's not just a question from me, but it's a question from a lot of people, because a lot of people talk about that issue of I don't want to. I always see and hear people directly or indirectly networking. I always say, well, I don't want to get into another relationship because I don't want to get hurt, or I don't want to open up, or I don't want to get my heart broken again. Ironically, my heart has been broken, but I'm a true romantic, so I don't mind opening my heart up when I feel that it is the right time, and that hopefully won't. You never know if when or when not your heart will be broken, because we just live being ups and downs throughout life regarding personal, professional situations. But how do you really open up and allow love, like romantic love, come back into your life and to be open to others? Because, you know, some people are scammers, and they just tell, sometimes they just tell you what they think you want them to hear. Or they're just like, okay, I never told you that, that's just you. You know, so how do you really pay attention to yourself and to others in that case of dating, or in social and just networking with people, period, in that area? And this is not me just talking. I'm talking about this because that's something that a lot of people talk about with me, and that I observe people talking about, you know. So how do people really open up to love again? Some people just jump right back into it. You know, it's a lot of times you hear when people have divorced or a loved one has died, all of a sudden they're back in another exclusive relationship all over again. Some people, not so easy. You don't see them back out dating or seeing people or just doing things. And some of us just prefer to have fun and socialize with our friends. If I put time to friends, and there's nothing wrong with that also. My thing is, okay, just be prepared with Cupid unexpectedly hit me with an arrow, you know. So I'm just basically talking on that because today is the day to talk matters of the heart Wednesday. Here is Morris Mills, Round and Round. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. So remember, you can call in 714-409-0614. I'm headed to the chat room because I know there's a party in the chat room. And it's taken. There's a song queued up to play, but it does not want to begin. So let's see. Well, I guess I will share more information regarding, I'm excited this morning. I'm excited to be broadcasting, but also before coming on the air, I listened to Tom during the morning show. I didn't hear him mention it, but I have yet read 50 Shades of Grey, and I do plan to read it. But someone books whom I do love to read all the time, always, are the writings of Zane. Zane has a new book that dropped yesterday, that was released yesterday, and she's on a book signing tour and also a press junket. And this morning she will be on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. On her Facebook page she said she would be at 8:45, so I'm assuming that means 8:45 Eastern Standard Time, so 7:45 Central Standard Time. So I will be checking out Zane as soon as the show concludes. She is amazing. And if you have not read any of her books or checked out her writings or authors that she published, because her publishing company is Streamer Books also. And if you all know anything about the Safe Chronicles that broadcasted on Cinemax, those are based on her books. And then she has a new series that will be premiering on Cinemax in early 2013, The Jump Off. So check out Zane. And she, like I said, she's on a book tour, and I'll be sharing her with you during this morning's broadcast. Here is Brown Mark. Hopefully this song will play. I don't know what's going on with my music this morning. Wow. But I don't mind running my mouth and gabbing. I would keep it streaming, and maybe it would just automatically store it. But I don't know what's going on with my music. I am prepared, you all. It's just that I guess things like that happens, and you learn not to freak out. I asked one of my Facebook friends, one of my favorite Facebook friends, to call in. I don't know if he's going to call in or not, but shout out to Elatina Brown in California, awesome businessman. He has an awesome Facebook page also, and he's an awesome motivator. He definitely needs to call in on Monday mornings during the Monday, Motivating Mondays also. But I don't know what's going on. Why my songs won't queue up and begin.
Dreamer, living on a cloud. Don't be afraid to dream out
New Orleans Saints reshared a posting that Drew Brees shared on his Facebook page. They've been practicing in Cincinnati, getting ready for the game. Drew Brees says that we've been through this before. This is regarding a hurricane. Stick together. Obviously, do everything you can to keep yourself, your family, and those around you safe. I know we're ready. We're prepared for this. We have been for a long time. So those are very sweet, kind, and very encouraging words shared from the quarterback, number 9 of the New Orleans Saints. So I just wanted to share that with you. And this other entertainment lifestyle news. What is this? Lindsay Lohan. I won't go into it, but I just was wondering what's going on with that. Many are getting ready for the fashion night out next weekend. I haven't heard anything about it happening here in Jackson. I wished I would been able to go to Dallas for it, but hopefully I will be in Dallas no later than early October. But yeah, she will be on Tom Joyner Morning Show this morning at 8:45, and I'm assuming that'd be Eastern Standard Time, and I'm saying 7:45 this time. You can get her new book, Zane's Z-Rated Chocolate Flavor 3, at Amazon.com, okay? And her tour date. Now, remember, she's an erotic writer, and that is something that we talk about a lot here. And you remember when Belinda was a guest on the show from Belinda, from Summer Parties by BelindaBossett.com, you know, we talked about the popularity of erotic novels and erotic products and sex toys, et cetera. But here is Zane's, and like her fan Facebook page, Zane Streber. Here are her tour dates so far. For yesterday, she was at Barnes & Noble in the D.C. area, but that was yesterday. Her next book signing would be September the 4th. 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Jefferson Market Library with Solio Enterprises, 425 Avenue of Americas at 10th Street in New York. Wednesday, September the 5th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., Newark Public Library, 5 Washington Street, New York, New Jersey, zip code 07102. Friday, September the 7th, 12 to 2, Orangeburg, County Public Library, 510 Lewis Street, Orangeburg, South Carolina, 29115 zip code. Friday, September the 7th, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., Swift Books, 5 Rivers Market, 950 Chestnut, Orangeburg, South Carolina, 29115. Saturday, September 8th, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., Books a Million, 2441 Whiskey Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29803. Saturday, September the 8th, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., Books a Million, 164 Form Drive, South Carolina, 29229 zip code. Sunday, September the 9th, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., Army and Air Force Exchange Service, 1017 Canopy Lane Building, number Z, 32522 Fort Bragg, North Carolina, 28307 is the zip code. Tuesday, September 11th, 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Chicago Public. Come on. Waiting for it to come on up. It's not coming, but she would be at Chicago Public Library following that. And I'll share more, but you like her Facebook page, and you can see more of it also. So that is all regarding Zane's book signings at bookstores across America, especially on the East Coast and in Chicago. History days.
Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Mankind, what are we knowing? as I sit and ponder. Mankind, my wonder. Destruction and greed, a world filled with many needs. Some say they lead, some say they follow. Some lies can be shallow, dug out like whittling wood, empty and hollow. Oh, mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? In the life of the fast pace, we all are slow. This human race, forgetting the small things, the lovely things, the things that are the true essence of life. Why the strife? Why the mayhem? The unnecessary hunger, the wanting, the yearning. Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Mankind, what are we knowing? Turning pages, we are learning. Mankind, can you feel the heat of fire burning? Oh, what a day. Oh, what a day. We have peace. We love peace, but we fight. We love peace, but we bomb. With words of hate fill the night. Is this our way? Is this the way? Actions, they say, speak louder than words. Words put things in action. Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Mankind, what are we knowing? Either we add or we get caught in the distractions, subtractions of life. Life has many moments, many levels and fractions. Every minute detail, a piece, a puzzle piece that has a place. Mankind, do you see the similarities? Then why cause so much calamity? Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Mankind, what are we knowing? What is the aim? What is the goal we are reaching for? To have more, 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 and more? Then when one is gone and things are left behind, as I said, things are left behind. All we take is our deeds, the proper to the improper. Who influenced you and who did you influence? Questions to be asked. The other side, the true soul ride. Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Tell me, mankind, what are we knowing? What are we knowing?
Here's Davey Hamilton. How you go?
It was a Friday night around about 9. We were close to the county line. And Jimmy Daniels Mustang 5-0. Just my best friends and me. Nowhere special we had to be. But we felt like kings on the open road. It was the end of summer, our junior year. Had a tank of gas and the sky was clear. A little hint of fall was in the air. Aerosmith was rocking the car while we were playing air guitar. None of us had a plan, but we
try to live that way. It's not where you're going.
Love it, love it, love it. Awesome, awesome singer, country rocker. I'm looking at different articles regarding loving again and getting over breakups and heartbreak and et cetera. And I'm looking at Hub Pages. And this is an article written by Mara. And she states that, I know I would love again getting over a heartbreak, breakup. And she writes that getting over a breakup and finding love again. Our relationship breakups are so hard to get over. They come laden with so much pain, self-loathing, guilt, and numerous other negative emotions. Initially, we are convinced that we never get over the breakup and that we would never find love again. While it may be hard to believe right now, that simply is not true. You can and will get over the breakup as long as you take the necessary steps to heal and recover. You know, a lot of us experience breakups, and some of us are happy in love, significant others, and our mates and partners and boyfriends and girlfriends. But some of us are experiencing breakups and heartache and are having trouble getting over failed relationships, marriages, and so on. But then there are those which you see how the fans have reacted to the breakup of Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson. You know, people hurt when they assume others are hurting when they go through breakup. And sometimes people try to help people get over the situation. There's a rumor going around that David Beckham cheated with Catherine Jenkins. There's a rumor, but fans are reacting to that. Why would you do something like that? But there was a rumor. I believe them. That it's a rumor. And people react to even the thought of someone breaking up and stuff like that, you know, that they think are a good match. But, you know, sometimes the blessing in disguise, too, if it's doomed. But the topic is about, you know, getting over our breaks and moving on, because you definitely can love again and you can trust again also, maybe like not before. But when you're really in awe and love, I guess, and it's mutual, I guess two people actually know. But it says that we would never find love again. While it may be hard to believe right now, that simply is not true. You can and would get over the breakup as long as you take necessary steps to heal and recover. And that's what's important, to heal and recover. And then after a breakup too, I think, or a time of being single, is a time to be happy and to learn a lot more about yourself and self-discovery also. And therefore, you can pretty much see maybe things that maybe, you know, that's on your side of the aisle, you know, or something that might cause someone to break up with you. You know, I'm not saying people should take the blame, but sometimes we have to look at our habits or look at certain things that might contribute to a breakup. You know, if everything's supposed to be all good and glory, you know what I'm saying? So something that self-discovery allows us to find out. And then also to realize that what I have learned is that don't put the blame on yourself, like, oh, I'm a failure, or, oh, I'm just doomed. Or, you know, you think, you know, sometimes you think, oh, it's just me. Maybe when people say it's not you, it's me, a lot of times they're telling the truth. It's them. They're going through some issues of their own. So this is me talking, not from the article. But the article states, and yes, you will also love again. Getting over a breakup and loving again requires positive actions on your part. And this article gives you 10 ways to get over a breakup, an inspirational heartbreak poem to help you survive a breakup. And then, yeah, there's poems that you can that can help you. And then, I write. I'm a poet. So even those of you that are not poets, just write down your thoughts, and you will see how poetic your thoughts are. I hope that this article will help you in healing your broken heart and starting your journey back to loving again. And she states that 10 ways to get over a breakup and find love again. While these breakup remedies may be hard to swallow, they are necessary if you are having a problem getting over your ex. So hard as they do your best to implement them and get your family and friends to help you and support you. Number one, cut off all contact with your ex until you are completely over them. Get rid of all contact information you have for your ex. This includes email addresses, phone numbers, Facebook, Twitter profiles, etc. See, my situation, I'm long time estranged from my second husband. So I just believe that when I finally have that divorce decree in my hand, I just feel like a whole new life will, I will have a whole new beginning in my life. You know, I have no contact with him, but I am still legally married. If I want to get married, I can get married. I'm legally still married to him, but a long time is strange. You know, I feel like I missed out on my childbearing years and everything. All this miracle happens, you know. My clock's still ticking, but still, I have no contact with him, but I'm still legally married with him. So just, I will just feel a whole relief. Stress that I shouldn't be having will be eliminated from my life when I'm finally, again, legally single, you know, and so on. Really, because that's not good baggage. But they said this includes email addresses, phone numbers, Facebook and Twitter profiles, et cetera. Get one of your friends to support you in not contacting your ex. Every time you are tempted to call your ex, call your friend, your support button. Say, I happen to have a good friendships with, like, former exes and our former lovers. I don't have my first husband and I, we do not, because his wife does not want us to be in contact with one another. But I am friends with a former boyfriend that whom I almost got engaged to, and we are very supportive of one another, very supportive of his family and his wife, and they're very supportive of me. I mean, people can be platonic friends and support one another in their endeavors. You know, there's not an ex that I can see myself wanting to get back with, and then I do have exes who are no longer with us and that I still care for deeply, and I feel their presence with me also. And you hear my cousin Linda talk about all the time, she's good friends with her ex-husband. They are like buds. So people can, if you're over it, but this is in regards to if you can't get over somebody. If you can't get over somebody, it's best not to have any type of contact with them. Because, you know, some people say, well, I can't be friends with you. Well, you know, well, if you can't be friends, then I guess you just can't be friends. And it's sad that you burn bridges and lose friends in that form of fashion, you know, or some people just get so obsessive because, of course, I'm not a stranger to stalkers. And, of course, from people that really don't know me to former lovers and exes. And I think that has something to do with people stalking people and following people and passing their houses and going crazy is because they can't get over a person. And sometimes that obsession is what causes a breakup or a split too. So this is me talking from this person and from what these tips are saying. Also, change your contact information if your ex keeps communicating with you. So that is very good advice. 2, get rid of all reminders of your ex. This includes gifts, photographs, mementos, and anything that may remind you of your ex. You can donate gifts to charity or throw things away, or if you can't bring yourself to that, then put everything in a trunk and ask a friend or family member to store it for you until you are completely over your ex. And then there's a list of different books, too, that one can purchase to help heal broken heart. There's a Amazon book, How to Heal a Broken Heart in 30 Days, a day-by-day guide to saying goodbye and getting on with your life. And these books are economically priced. I don't see a book over $10, over $8. This journey from abandonment to healing, turn the end of a relationship into the beginning of a new life, How to Survive the Loss of a Love. It's called a breakup because it's broken. Smart Girls Breakup Buddy. Rebuilding When Your Relationship Ends, third edition, Rebuilding Books for Divorce and Beyond. How to Break Your Addiction to a Person. Creative visualization. Use the power of your imagination to create what you want in your life. Women Who Love Too Much When You Keep Wishing and Hoping They'll Change. Obsessive Love When It Hurts Too Much to Let Go. None of these books are over $8.83 at Amazon. Also, she states that if you can't bring yourself to do that, then put everything in a trunk and ask a friend or a family member store it for you until you are completely over your ex. 3, stop thinking and talking about your ex and your former relationship. Yeah, there are some people who just talk about their exes and their ex-boyfriends and ex-girlfriends and former girlfriends just continuously. How can you open up if you're always talking about these people? And then you're talking about these people to people who might be potential love interests too. That's what's freaking crazy. Stop thinking and talking about your ex and your former relationship. I know this is easier said than done, but after the initial phase, when you've told all your friends your side story, make a commitment and effort to no longer talk about it. And under no circumstance should you regale new love interests with stories about your ex. Exactly, that's what I just said. Get your friends to stop you or interrupt you when you start talking about your ex. Also request family members and friends not to talk about him or her. When you find yourself brooding and thinking about your ex, find something else to do. Exactly, like when I talked about emotional eating. With emotion, that's what I see. This is addiction to a person. It's like emotional eating. Find something else effective and productive to do instead of doing that obsessive thing of talking about this person obsessively. 4, stop going to your old hangout spots or places you and your ex used to go together. Do not stalk your ex. Don't drive by their house or the gym or places where they like to hang out. Find new places to go and hard as it may be, avoid running into your ex, which is best done by avoiding the hangout spots. Move if you have to. But you know what? A lot of times people share friends. Share the same friends. And to me, why should people change? Now, to avoid any drama, and I understand change going to certain places. But, I mean, a lot of times people share the same peers, same friends, places they've been going to forever. You may want to find new places to go to, but why should a person stop? But if you want to get over somebody, I guess you have to do what you have to do, you know. 5, make a list of all the bad qualities that your ex has and the undesirable relationship qualities they have. Every time you start thinking positive thoughts of your ex and thinking about what a great relationship you had and how perfect he was for you, pull out your bad list and read over it. You would soon see how wrong he was for you, and you would be thanking your lucky stars that he or she is gone. Yeah, you know, one of my Facebook friends had mentioned last night, because I had mentioned on Facebook that it's kind of weird doing the RNC media advisory briefing yesterday morning. A reporter during the Q&A sections uncannily, weirdly sounded like my strange husband, mom. And I'm good with voices, but it's just a coincidence probably that this person sounds like him. I haven't, like I said, I don't communicate with him or anything. But I mentioned it on Facebook last night, and one of my Facebook friends being very sarcastic, trying to be humorous. Like, oh, yeah, it took you back down to memory lane. But, you know, it made me think a lot of us do reflect back on memory lane regarding our lives, period. But then also memory lane reminds us of a things and then not so good things, things that we don't even want to remember, you know, or remind us of, like, yeah, you know, I've talked about this before. Now, all relationships and boyfriends, short or long term, and former husbands and stuff, yeah, everything was good and hunky dory at one time, but for some reason, you people split. And, you know, big shout out to people who get back together on and off, on and off, and then do get back together and realize they really were meant to be. And then I love stories when people split and 20 years later realize that they still are soulmates. You know what I'm saying? I realize that they're soulmates. You know, because there's some, like, really good love stories out there. But then also what happens to 6, break up dent your self-esteem and make you feel rotten about yourself so much. Start taking measures to feel good about yourself. Exactly. That's what I was talking about, self-discovery and self-love. You know who I'm so in love with? Me, right now. I've always loved myself, but I am really in love with myself because I've gone through this self-discovery, really extensive self-discovery phase of really honestly looking at what I don't like about myself, not what I hear people don't like about me, but what I dislike about myself and what I do like about myself and what I do embrace and what I need to correct and corrected and things that I need to improve on. And I know self-discovery is an everyday thing, but I realize I am in love with myself, not in an arrogant way, but in a self-loving way. And so it's good for us to be in love with ourselves and to love ourselves, because really, how can we really, really love others if we don't? And then it's important to like ourselves too. You know, to like. So we can love ourselves, but just like some people, we can love a person, but they're not like their ways. Same with us, with self-love. We can love ourselves, but something about us that we just don't like. So that discovery opens up the doors in that. You know, I know some of y'all hear this, well, you should have been a psychologist. And I've always loved psychology, but this is all about human life, human just love, life, period. But again, breakups dent your self-esteem and make you feel rotten about yourself, so you must start taking measures to feel good about yourself. First and foremost, stop blaming yourself. I talked about that earlier, didn't I? For the breakup, there's nothing wrong with you exactly. But you know what? People can, the person that split with you or break up with you can just make you think that something happened. Or if you experienced failed relationships, it can make people feel so awful. Do you not have friends that have gone through that? And they, oh man, they have hooked up with the love of their life. Like right now, it's like all those failed relationships was just practice with the type of relationship they're in now. I have a lot of friends like that. That had failed relationship one after another, and then they're like so awesomely in love and mutually in love with someone, or married to someone. It's amazing. There's nothing wrong with you. Some relationships are meant forever, and others aren't. So let it be. Accept the breakup without apportioning blame to yourself or to your ex. Use positive affirmations to regain your self-confidence after a breakup. Say things like, I am beautiful inside and out and deserving of love, or any other positive affirmation that comes to mind. Also write a list of all the good qualities about yourself. Carry it around and look at it whenever you're feeling down. If you are having trouble developing a list of good qualities, ask your friends and family to help. You know, my family, I won't say nothing, I'll be quiet. Wow. Because some people are so easy. Be careful who you ask. Some would definitely bring out the bad, we'll talk about the bad qualities. So be sure to know who you ask that question to, because they're going to say, well, your bad qualities, baby. You're this and you're that and you're this. But hey, the good qualities are this, you know. Yeah, so tell them to provide constructive criticism. You don't want to hear belittling things, because the purpose of this is to feel good about yourself. So be sure to ask someone who you know is going to be really tell you about your good qualities. And what I'm saying is, don't ask someone who looks at the glass half full. I know a lot of you do look at the glass half full, and nothing wrong with that, but someone who's going to look at the upside of things. That's what I mean. Hey, pepper yourself. Take care of yourself. Exactly. Maybe you, and that's what I mean, I'm in the stage of taking care of myself, of pampering myself. And if you, I'm not being selfish, because I'm loving and caring to other people, but I'm in a stage of pampering and taking care of myself. You know, I need to earn money and make my own money and to resume back to taking care of myself, you know, pampering myself, caring about my needs. And then I believe when I'm really pampering myself and taking care of myself, my health and just taking care of myself, and like I said during the last broadcast, not only feeling good but looking good, then I feel comfortable. Then Cupid, hit me anytime, you know, hit me. I know we're all a work in progress, but it's all about pampering ourselves. And then allow those that really care for us genuinely to pamper us too. Some of us don't allow others that really care for us to show their caring side. But then we'd be like, don't nobody care for me. But sometimes people do want to share their more caring and more sensitive side. Pamper yourself and take care of yourself. Maybe you were used to your mate pampering you, and that is one of the things you miss. So treat yourself. Take yourself out to the spa. Take yourself and some buddies out to dinner. Buy yourself things you like. If your ex never spoiled you, now is the time to spoil yourself. However, do it all within your budget. Exactly. And don't ever compensate, because a lot of things you can do completely that don't cost anything to just take care of yourself, you know? Because sometimes we wait on other people hand and foot, days in, days out, right? Exactly. So you do yourself the same way. However, do it all in your budget and don't overcompensate by spending money you do not have. The idea is for yourself, and this does not have to cost a lot of money. It mostly entails setting time aside to do something you love or do something good for yourself. Exercise and eat right, and don't let yourself go just because your ex is gone. See, I'm getting myself back polished. I'm polishing myself. I mean, here I am, an image consultant. Love to talk to people about image and appearance, and pretty much, you know, I need polishing up myself. You know. Exercise and eat right, and don't let yourself go just because your ex is gone. 9, stay busy and find new hobbies or rekindle old ones. Exactly. You all hear me talking about that a lot during my birthday and all the time anyway. You know the old saying, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So stay busy with positive activities. 10, lastly, open your heart and mind to new love. By the time you get to step 9, you should be in a more positive frame of mind. And to me, one's mindset is of so much importance. On your path to healing, once you have healed, it's time to find love again. That's if you want to find love again. Most of us seek love in the midst of healing or as part of healing. It's not a good idea. It rarely ever works. That's what I vibe. And I think I would like my next exclusive romance to work. Casual dating and having fun and, you know, just upgrading social life. Yeah. But I think I would like my next exclusive romance to work. I think all of us like our exclusive romances if they've just been in a long-time romance or married. I think everybody wants their relationships to work if they're genuine. Start off by writing a list of all the qualities you seek in your perfect mate. Write down what your perfect relationship would be. Then visualize or create an image of you in your ideal relationship with your ideal mate. Sometimes it helps to actually get a photograph of a person who looks like your perfect mate and use this for your visualization. I am in the chat room. Sometimes it helps to actually get a photograph of a person who looks like your perfect mate and use this for your visualization exercises. Aside from visualizing, you must also open your heart and mind to the prospect of finding a new love and the love that is best for you. All the best in your journey to finding love again. And this is a poem, I Know I Will Love Again, an inspirational heartbreak poem written by Njeti Chisoni. When you left me, my heart shattered into a million little pieces. My life crumbled under your feet. As you walked out that door, you took my soul with you onto that old cobble street. At first, I could not accept it. There was no way that you were gone. I played this song over and over. Tomorrow, will come back home. And tomorrow turned into a million yesterdays as my life slowly wilted away. I became a tripping flower, thirsting every day. But still, I couldn't find no water. For my source, it was only one, and it dried up forever for me when your love became undone. I thought I would die without you, and I slowly counted the days. When would I meet my Savior in a loveless haze? But the days turned into years, and still I was on this earth. Nobody came to save me from my loveless earth. Then one day I finally realized that you were never coming back again. And as long as I kept hoping for you, my heart would be in pain. A broken heart is shattered in pieces, can never love again. So I opened up my door, and I stepped gingerly onto that old street. Walking that path to love, so scary, and yet oh so sweet. That was a beautiful poem. I Know I Will Love Again, an inspirational love poem from Breakup Poems by Njeti, I-N-J-E-T-E-S-H-E-E-S-O-N-I. Wow. And then people, oh, here are quotes. You will never know true happiness until you have truly loved, and you will never understand what pain really is until you have lost it. True that, and that is anonymous. And here's another quote. Love never dies a natural death. It dies because we don't know how to replenish its source. It dies of blindness and errors and betrayals. It dies of illness and wounds. It dies of weariness, of withering, of tarnishing. And amen. Three, the third one. Ever has it been that love knows its own death until the hour of separation? Oh, I love his writing, Khalil Gibran. Four, I was never one to patiently pick up broken fragments and glue them together again and tell myself that the mended whole was as good as new. What is broken is broken, and I'd rather remember it as was at its best than mend it and see the broken places as long as I lived. Margaret Mitchell. And then, an act of love that fails is such as much as a part of the divine life as an act of love that succeeds. For love is measured by fullness, not by reception. Harold Lucas. Six, have you ever been in love? Horrible, isn't it? It makes you so vulnerable. It opens your chest and opens up your heart, and it means that someone can get inside you and mess you up. Neil Gaiman. And then here is another quote. The greatest tragedy of life is not that men perish, but that they cease to love. W. Somerset Maugham. Another quote, number eight. If you love someone, let them go. If they return to you, it was meant to be. If they don't, their love was never yours to begin with. And that's anonymous. Nine, the way to love anything is to realize that it might be lost. That's a good point. Because, I mean, my love, even my love for my pet, Smokey, who I have not seen since the last Wednesday of February. You know, I'm still brokenhearted from Smokey missing. My love goes out to him if he's alive somewhere or in kitty cat heaven. But number 10, some of us think holding on makes us strong, but sometimes it is letting flow. Herman Hesse. Wow. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. But those are beautiful. And I will be tweeting this article and sharing it on Facebook also, because that's a good article right there. You know, I thought some of you might call in and share some thoughts and advice regarding knowing when you're falling in love or like or moving on after being heartbroken, if just once or numerous occasions, you know. I know that's a topic dear and close to many hearts, and some of you that don't like to see your friends heartbroken and sad, you know. Overall, I'm a happy person, but I just wanted to talk about that also because I am a romantic and, you know, it's just an important topic to discuss. That's all. And I thought it would be good, even though we could talk about any and everything, but we do see a lot of our celebrities. We see a lot of our everyday friends, but we see a lot of our favorite celebrities going through not only engagements and childbirths and new marriages, but we're seeing a lot of our favorite celebrities also go through heartbreak and breakups. But on a more upbeat note, here's high fashion.
Money and ladies, Seawolf high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf high fashion. I got your number, I got you fucked up. We're taking pictures and it's time for the close-up. Gucci, Gabbana, swagalicious swag on. Designer shit fresh with the fucking tags on. Yeah, I'm high fashion, high class, I'm fly. Sipping on that drink, only stunts can buy. Caddy full of ladies for every occasion. We need to add X to this fucking equation. I got the trick, the money and the cocaine. My girlies are so gaga, they playing love games. Parties on my jet, guests with extraordinaire. Coke on the table and the diamonds everywhere. Short dresses, email addresses. You see a little swagger, now I'll show you what the rest is. Born a superstar, my swagger's worldwide. Swaggerlicious, walk tall, bitch on my side. Money and ladies, Seawolf, high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf, high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf, high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf, high fashion.
Skinny jeans, high heels, Louis Vuitton, mine's real. I'm real, I'm true, fresh in the game, orange peel. She's so wet, swagger the juicer, I give no fucks. Rap game punky booster, I'm voted best dressed, I'm fresh to death. Goddamn so clean, perfection in the flesh. SeaWorld, high fashion, get money, fuck taxes. So pretty, it's magic, I kill the beat, it's tragic. No horseplay in SeaWorld, SeaBiscuit and Quick Draw. I don't fuck with you broke dudes, you and me, all y'all. Married to the game, shotgun ready, sound off. New whip, black and black, big body, Rick Ross. Bitch looking for folk play, photo cow blow his dick off. White girl, that's wordplay, I'll be sexy, jerk off. Gucci Mane, I'm bird up, sex money, murder. Bitches on my dick, cause I always got my shirt off.
Money and ladies, SeaWorld high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld high fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld high fashion. Money and ladies, SeaWorld high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld high fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld high fashion.
Everywhere I go, I see high fashion. Chanel, Gucci bag. You're moving into the world of the planetary fashion.
Wow, can't wait to talk to those guys. The duo, SeaWorld high fashion. Here's Mars Mills, if we're talking about, here's Lil Red Corvette. I guess I should have known. We're taking a little while for it to get started. Don't let me start singing. One of my favorite songs to sing.
By the way you parked your car sideways like a wooden line. You're the kind of person that believes in making that one love and believing faith. I guess I must be done trying to park the book before I say children some more than you. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it all right. And you say, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say,
Little Red Corvette.
Baby, you're much too fast.
Corvette,
you need to find the love that's gonna last. Get the shit close my eyes. We drew me to the place where your music was free. I deadlit ear when I saw all the pictures of a jockey that was there before me. Believe it or not, I started to wear it. I said, wondering if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it all right. And you said, baby, had I got enough gas? Oh, yeah,
Little Red Corvette.
Baby, you're too bad.
Yes, you are.
Little red Corvette.
You need to find a love that's gonna last. That's gonna last.
Soul.
Come on, keep me.
mean, and I love you so much. Your mind, you're fine. And girl, where do we grind? Where do the sweet grind? Where do the body wine? Where do the sweet grind?
Guys are so awesome. Tweet them at Dread Daze, DREADDAZE, and also like their fan page at Facebook. Awesome guys, awesome pictures, also awesome music. They're working on a new music. I can't wait to get an exclusive share right here on Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Hey, I'm looking at sports news. You all know how much I love sports. And Friday's going to be a fun, fun day. Tomorrow's going to be a fun, fun day, too. Talking, of course, entertainment lifestyle news. They're talking about the Republican National Convention and Hurricane Isaac, of course. But Friday, I'm just looking at the different news stories that's happening, and they're telling what will be breaking news on Friday. But I tell you all, I invited Terrell to call in on Friday. It's not my first time asking him to call in, I guess. But I asked him on Monday to call in. I said, call the show on Friday morning. After reading his tweet that he tweeted out on Sunday saying that he's not a Seahawk anymore, I asked him what is next. So I want him to call in and tell us what's next, what's on his agenda, what's next. I'd love to see him playing for another team. I bet another team that he can work for. I just had a feeling. I knew it was a possibility that he wouldn't be a Seattle Seahawk, but I thought that it was pretty much signed, sealed, and delivered, you know. And then before he can even get a job solidified, baby mamas was like, I want my money. I want my back child support. And look at that, now he's out of a job again. So I just want to know what is up. So, you know, let him talk. Tell us what's up, Terrell. you know, and you know, we have a pretty good listenership here. And I consider myself good to know a little something about sports, and I'll be in contact with some people. You know, you never know. You don't know who's listening to a show. You don't know who's watching you. But call in, because we want to know. I'm a big Khan supporter. I don't want to say a fan, but I am a fan of Terrell Owens. You know, you all definitely know I'm not trying to go dig him, because rumor has it he has no money, right? But I'm not a gold digger. Those of you that know me know I'm not a gold digger. But I'm just saying. So I just want to know. I'm concerned. I want to see Terrell playing NFL football again. And he's definitely talented and has the talent, and I think he could be an asset to another team. And maybe Jerry Jones would consider rehiring him with the Cowboys. I don't know. I don't know. Saints? I don't know. I think Saints pretty much have their wide receivers covered. So, you know, I don't know. But he's definitely a multi-talented guy. And, my goodness, I need to read this fitness book, because, you know, since I'm working on dropping these pounds and definitely getting back into shape, because I can see I'm going to get back into being obsessed with fitness. And those who know me can tell you that, those of you that don't realize I am very obsessed with fitness. You know, I'm glad I've experienced this, but it's time to get back fit. That's why I'm still on the journey of best chubby to fit journey. And so talking about that right there, those tips about, you know, just getting yourself in order, that is, you know, real important. But this is a fun broadcast, and I think we learned a lot of good things. Even those that are in good, solid relationships, I think there were some good tips in there, and just keeping that, learning how to keep that flame, that fire flame, and also. Oh, and then it's getting close to conclude the show, and I have someone in the chat room. Hello there. Because it's almost time to conclude the program, but we'll recap some things and provide you with some more info also. But I got dread days on the head, but I know sometimes you all get kind of tired. And I am adding this song to the playlist, and thank you to those that have been sending me music, and also to those that I have been discovering on my own. There's some amazing talent out there. Now, here's the real deal. I love Mars Mills' cover of Larry Corvette, but here's Something in the Water. But you all know what one of my favorite breakup, heartbroken songs, my I Got a Broken Heart Again. Oh! That song right there, my God.
Some people tell me I got great legs. Figure out why you make me bad. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, and so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kind of smart. Why must a brother stop at you before he starts? Do not compute. Yeah, do not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you has been the sweetest girl I've had. Must be something in the water that just, why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
Regarding Hurricane Isaac. This is from WAPT.com. Gulfport, Mississippi. Mississippi Coastal Flood reported as Isaac built the region. Authorities said Hurricane Isaac's storm surge has flooded spots along the Mississippi coast with water rising several feet in some areas. Hancock County Emergency Management Director Brian Adams said early Wednesday water stood up to 4 feet deep in the most vulnerable areas as Isaac lumbered off the southeastern Louisiana. He said there's flooding in several places. Police waved drivers off U.S. 90, the main beach road in Gulfport, because of flooding and a curfew. A billboard had torn loose. Tornado warnings have been posted because of thunderstorms in southern Mississippi, but back streets of some communities showed little evidence of Isaac's passage save for occasional downed tree branches. Casinos remained mostly dry, but there was water in the bottom floor of the Grand Casino's closed-off parking garage. A tornado watch was in effect until 4 p.m. Wednesday for Mississippi's southern counties, and a flash flood watch was in place for much of the W16 WAPT viewing area. The storm is expected to produce 8 to 12 inches of rain in southwestern Mississippi, and 3 to 5 inches in central Mississippi. The 16th WAPT weather team said. And right now it's 80 degrees and mostly cloudy here in Jackson. And we should be getting a lot of heavy rain later on. But also the governor urges residents to take the storm seriously. On yesterday evening, Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant and other officials are warning residents get complacent about the slow approach of Hurricane Isaac. Have about 60 more seconds of live streaming, and the show will be concluding real soon, but I want to share this important and pertinent info with you all. They said rain dumped by the slow-moving system could cause significant flooding, even hundreds of miles of inland in coming days, especially on the state's western side. Speaking Tuesday at the Mississippi Air National Guard base in Gulfport, they urged residents of the three coastal counties to leave the shelters before it got dark last night. Then residents should be out of time and they needed to evacuate as of before dark. Brian said 24 shelters were housing more than 860 evacuees. I know there are a lot of people housed in right here in Jackson. As the storm comes to our shores, it is important that we understand that even if your home may be in an area where water might not get into the floor or into the home that may be up off the ground, roads that lead to it could be flooded. So now's the time to evacuate, said Brian, our governor. Mississippi Emergency Management Agency Director Robert Langston says as many as 175 residents of Hancock, Harrison, and Jackson counties face evacuation orders. Waters was creeping up a beachside U.S. 90 in Biloxi, and storm surge was pushing out of bayous in bays and other neighborhoods flooding streets. Isaac strengthened on Tuesday to Category 1 hurricane as it approached the Gulf Coast. Isaac is expected to make landfall, and it did last night, and it did a second time early this morning. Remember, mandatory evacuations have been ordered in low-lying areas of all three Mississippi coastal counties. The evacuation order came on yesterday in Harrison County, which is the center and has the largest population. The other orders came on Monday in Hancock County, which borders Louisiana, and Jackson County, which borders Alabama. State officials are most concerned about the storm surge, which could be about 10 feet. The 16 WFET weather team said southwest Mississippi can expect about 8 to 12 inches of rain and 3 to 5 inches elsewhere with isolated heavier amounts. The Mississippi Gaming Commission ordered the close of all coast casinos which are on or near the water. In Hancock County on Tuesday, motorists crept through the waves, washing across Beach Boulevard in the small town of Waveland. And a lot of people are riding it out down there in Waveland. Meanwhile, people who don't have cars or can't drive are being transported to shelters. Harrison County Emergency Operations Director Rupert Lacey said nearly 600 people requested rides. Download WAPT Hurricane Tracker app at iPhone and Android, and I've already downloaded mine. Very good app also, I must mention. But that is just some info, because I know some of you want to know about that. And I'm checking right quick to see if there's any, like, RNC breaking news. Now, tonight would be the night for the vice president, GOP candidate Paul Ryan, officially become the GOP VP candidate. So, I've shared a lot of awesome videos via Pinterest. Follow me on Pinterest at Pinterest.com, Culture Shock, KULTRESHOKVETH. I have a Pinterest board, a politics board. So, I have, like, you know, political videos and stuff posted on that board. I'm really loving Pinterest, and so follow me. I'll follow you back too. Check out your boards and repin them, and also follow me on Tumblr at Culture Shock Inc. Beth, KULTRESHOKENTBETH. Follow me there also. I can't wait to see Hard Knocks covering Miami Dolphins. But again, thank you, and I feel like I need to talk about something else, but I guess not. And so check out a couple more songs and PSAs, and I wish you a safe day and a blessed day and a productive day. And yes, I will do my best to be careful. And because some of you have told me to be careful, and many of us in the Deep South, and you be careful also. And my love is with you, and I feel your vibe. So thank you for supporting the show, supporting the profiles here at blogtalkradio.com. Shout out to the blogtalkradio.com staffers and my cohorts here. I had an amazing class yesterday. You know, they do educate us here at blogtalkradio.com. And so we were honored to have a session with Guy Kawasaki, who educated us regarding Google Plus and just amazing information. And so check him out and follow him on Google and connect with him on LinkedIn and Facebook also. It was amazing, amazing. Some of my Facebook friends, I have it posted on my Facebook page. Check it out and listen to it if you want to learn more about Google Plus. But he was especially educating us, those of us that host and produce here at blogtalkradio.com. But it's just amazing to learn about hanging out and other features on Google Plus. But again, thank you for spending some time this morning doing Matters of the Heart Wednesday Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Love you much. It's been a blast. Remember, you can check out my other contact information also right here on the profile page. Also, links to my YouTube channel, Facebook page, Twitter. The works are right here. Okay? Okay, well, thank you again, and God bless. And get well quick, Tilly Cortez, Woho Films. Love all my on and offline friends and listeners and supporters of the show. But you get well. Tilly is in the hospital right now, Woho Films, so sending her much love to get well soon.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxide. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from the raw where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000. The equivalent of a small city.
Wow. That's an important public service announcement from American Lung Association. I'm looking at a picture of my turning crazy friend, comedian.
This
David.
Is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association.
In Big D, it completely caught me off guard with a picture that he just posted on Facebook. So I'm like, oh, my God. But I wanted to also share with you all, you know I shared on Saturday night the top 40 guys of my Hot 100 guide list. And that's what I'm preparing to mention or before we conclude the show, that I will go back over that the top 40 and I will post the complete list 100 before the end of the week and also share the complete 100 on Weekend Edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. So if you miss it, Saturday, after this public service announcement, I will announce those top 40 that I had shared with you on Saturday night. I thought I would have the whole list ready for you, but, of course, you all know we're in the midst of a catastrophe right now and other things have been happening. So I just wanted to recap that list in case you missed it. But here's another public service announcement.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, and I just received an email from a single black male. .org, and interesting topics to talk about next Wednesday about why date. we'll continue on. Number 40 happens to be Ray J. Mario Lopez is number 39. Michael Eli is 38. 37 is Eddie and Charlie Murphy. 36, Tony and Chris Rock. 35, Jared Leto. 34, Nick Cannon. 33, Will Levy. 32, P. Diddy. 31, Eric Benet, who's married to my friend, Manuela. 30, Carson Daly. 29, Marcellus Wiley. 28, Josh Altman. 27, The Good Morning America. Guys, period. 26, Tim McGraw. 25, Kenny Chesney. 24, Marcus Patrick. And if I would do couples, he and his wife, Lisa Osborne. 23, L.B. Shure. 22, Kiss, the entire group, because I love Kiss since I was a little girl. Paul Stanley was my first boyfriend in my head. And then Prince, you know, was my boyfriend, husband in my head as a little girl. And Christian Bale, Bruce Wayne. Batman, 21, Robert Downey Jr., Prince, Robert Downey Jr. is 20, Prince is 19, but Robert Downey Jr., Prince, Ty Mock, Lenny Kravitz, Paul Stanley are like my, are always on my list anyway. Trey Songz, 18, 17, Chris B. Harrison, 16, Keeping Up with the Kardashian guys, all of them. Ashton Kutcher, 15, Jamar Moore, 14, Mark Anthony, 13, Ricky Martin, 12, Chris Angel, 11, Thomas Prater. Because I have a lot of Facebook friends because it's where the best 100 hot guy list originated in 09. It's really pretty much where I posted on Facebook. Good friend of Jay Froze. The Cuban Brothers, number 9 again. Dwight Howard, number 8. NFL players, period. James Franco, which is feminine. This pre-production has already started for film. He's feminine here in the Metro Jackson area in Canton from the Will Faulkner book, As I Lay Dying. Idris Elba, and then he has a movie coming out that's going to be so hot. I can't wait to see that movie. Number five, Idris Elba. Elba, I mean, oh my goodness, I have a lot of friends who love him. He is hot. Chocolate, huh? number four, Ryan Seacrest. Oh, thank you, Ryan, for being such a blast and being so supportive of me for so many years. You know, I don't know many of you, some of you who network with me see it. It's obvious that Ryan Seacrest is a very important influence to me and a big motivator also and supportive of my goals and kind of like guide me in the right direction. Cast of Magic Mike, period. And then that's fictitious, but all the hot guys and strippers out there, my friends at LaBere Dallas, LaBere Houston, all the LaBeres, many Hollywood, where my friend Marcus Patrick is also a part of the Men of Hollywood, Chippendales. I hope my cousin London and I can get to Las Vegas so I can see the Chippendales live and in rare form. And I just can't wait for Magic Mike, the film, the sequel to Magic Mike, to come to be released. And number two, of course, you know, why not Jay Lucas, my friend, my attorney, crazy comedian. He's hot, so he's number two. And see, it's not because the guys are hot. It's because they care about the community. And they care. They are human. Jay is he cares about people. He cares about animals. He's a pet lover. He rescues animals, and so on. And of course, these are hot guys. Best 100 hot guys of summer 2012. I didn't do the list for 2012 the year. I did it for 09, 10, and 11. Princess was number one on 09. Little Flip, you know the king of freestyle, Houston. Little Flip was number one in 10, and Adam Rodriguez was number one last year, 2011, way before this Magic Mike stuff, because he is all awesome, and he is very caring, too. So it was very hard to decide, and thank you for those of you that have been helping me to add and compile the list and from people who have recommended people to people who have recommended themselves. But number one, if you missed it on Saturday, is a tie. Adam Rodriguez plus Ty Mock. Ty Mock, both are very consistent, and Ty Mock is not only a successful actor and director, and, you know, he just debuted as an actor with his film I've Seen Things, which he's still marketing. So check him out. Check out his blog site. He has a new blog site called I Am Ty Mock. Tweet him at I Am Ty Mock. Tweet Adam at underscore Adam underscore Rodriguez. You know, and Jay's on Facebook. And, wow, if you need legal counsel, visit lucaslawfirm.com. But really, Adam Rodriguez and Ty Mock is amazing. When I announce the whole list, then I will, I've informed Jay that he's number two, but I need to inform Adam Rodriguez and Ty Mock that they are the number one guys. That's it, and you all would know the whole entire list before the end of the week. Got to release it before Labor Day, right, because fall will be here real, real soon. But again, thank you, and you know, I'll be safe. I'm looking at breaking news right now. Sam Champion he was in Natchez yesterday. I don't know where he is now, but he is covered in rain. But again, thank you for listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And don't give up trying to quit the smoke if you're working on trying to quit the smoke.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Hi, I'm Shawn Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
Remember, Zane is scheduled to be a guest on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. I hope I have not missed her this morning. I hope she is really scheduled for 7:45 or 8:45 this morning. So, Zane, she's talking about her newest book, Z Flavor. Okay? Thank you for tuning in. This is Beth, a.k.a. Be True, Culture Shock Entertainment Report.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante y artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Cada año más de 500,000 de bebés nacen muy temprano y sufren serios problemas de salud de por vida. Yo apoyo a March of Dimes porque deseo ayudar a que esto cambie. Ayude a combatir el nacimiento prematuro. Visite nacersano.org.
Thank you.